For example, for a closing on September 15th, the title company will collect unpaid property taxes from the seller, that is, debit the seller, from January 1st through September 15th. This debit to the seller will have a corresponding credit to the buyer. For the September 15th closing, assume that the tax bill for last year was $2,200. The title company will count the number of days from January 1 through September 15th as shown in the diagram. The seller will owe for 258 days of taxes at closing, and the next step is to determine the daily rate for the taxes. So here we've taken the $2,200 annual tax fee. Dividing it by 365 gives us 6.0274, that is $6.02 and some change, per day. Now, do not round at this point. Any rounding will be done at the end of our calculation. So given our roughly $6.02 per day times 258 days, we have $1,555.07. Because the seller is paying the entry on the closing disclosure will be a $1,555.07 debit to the seller. That is, we're taking these funds from the seller's proceeds and we are crediting this to the buyer. When calculating prorations, debits and credits are determined by who is paying and who is receiving. Common debits to the seller and credit to the buyer might be unpaid taxes, unearned rent, security deposits from tenants, and unpaid property owner association fees. Credit to the seller and debit to the buyer is often prepaid taxes, prepaid POA fees, and possibly fuel in the tank, possibly a propane or home heating oil tank that has some contents that the buyer is going to pay for.